everyone, and welcome to Linux Crazy Podcast. This is podcast number 46, and this podcast is about networking, wireless networking in Linux. Wireless networking in Linux is getting easier all the time as more and more cards are being supported. Some distros provide nice GUI applications, and your wireless may just work. If you want to know how it works under the hood or having problems, I recruited a friend of mine, Sylvain. His nickname is D2_Racing, the wireless guru from the Gentoo forums, to explain it all for us. What we're talking about today is mainly for Gentoo Linux, but a lot of the things we're talking about will apply to Linux in general. Basically, when you start out configuring your wireless, there's about six different things to be aware of. Number one, you have to get your kernel configured properly, and I'll post the options that you need to have configured. Both Sylvain and I both use the wireless cards Intel. It's 3945 ABG, the one I use, revision 02. And I have a ThinkPad, IBM ThinkPad T61, and he has an IBM ThinkPad T60. I think it's the same card, but I'm not exactly sure which revision that he has. So we're going to be talking about that particular card, but a lot of the configuration options you would just change from our card to the card that you're using. So again, you want to make sure that you got the kernel configured properly. Then you want to go ahead and make sure that you've got some cards take firmware, like that 3945 that I'm talking about. It takes firmware. There's other cards that don't need firmware, but for our particular card, we need to have the firmware installed. Then you want to go ahead and load the driver. Then you want to go ahead and run a few tests to make sure that the card is working, and you'll need a few tools for that. You'll want to go ahead and install wireless tools, and later on in the little tips that he talks about using WPA supplicant. I'm kind of old school. I still use wireless tools to configure my network, which is iwconfig, only because that's what I'm used to. The WPA supplicant is the new way to go, and what it'll do is it'll enable you to configure a lot of different options. You can connect to different networks, and it supports more different encryption types than just plain iwconfig. So you want to go ahead and you'll have to install wireless tools. In Gentoo, we emerged wireless tools that gives you iwconfig, and you want to go ahead and emerge WPA_supplicant, so that way you can configure different access points to connect to your laptop, so you could connect at work, at home, etc. And the last thing you want to check for, if you're upgrading from another wireless driver, sometimes the newer wireless drivers is going to change your interface. Like, let's say if it used to be ETH1, well, now it's going to show up as YLAN0. So you would want to make sure that you check your UDEV rules. And all of this stuff I've posted up at linuxcrazy.com. So go ahead and check that out to look at all the different configuration files and everything. And also, if you want to get in touch with me, just stop by on Freenode. My nick is CompRookie2000, and it's on, the channel is #LinuxCrazy. If you have any problems and you need some help from the guru, and you're using Gentoo, just go ahead and go to the Gentoo forums, and he's a moderator at the Gentoo forum, so he's usually there, and he picks up on all the threads about networking. If you'd like to post, I have a little forum set up. If you'd want to post and want me to help you out, you can do that too. It's at abbottdavid.com /forum/ and it's board number 11 there if you happen to want to do it. Also, if you speak French, you can check out his website. That's Gentoo-Quebec Forum. So if you speak French, French is your native language, you can go on that site, and he has, it's a big project. He has documentation, and they have a forum there and a lot of other stuff. So go ahead and check that out. So without me mumbling and bumbling on any further, here's Sylvain with the great information about wireless on Gentoo and Linux in general. Thank you.
OK, bon, first of all, this little how-to is to make sure that you you and everyone understand how to properly configure a wireless card with Linux, and most specifically with Gentoo Linux. OK, first of all, we have four steps to do when you want to have a working wireless card. The first one is to have a perfect kernel configuration. So basically, you need to know what specific model of wireless card you have. To do so, you can run in root mode the lspci command. And you will see a line about the network card. And for example, a lot of people have the Intel wireless card 3945 or the Intel 4955. And I see nowadays a lot of Atheros wireless card. So with that, you need to configure your kernel. That's pretty important because nowadays the driver is inside the kernel. So for example, if you have a wireless card with the Intel driver or the Atheros driver, you have two sections that are pretty important. It's the section networking, and more specifically, it's the wireless section. Inside that, you need to enable two very important options. It's the generic IEEE 202.11 network stack. For my cursor, I always make them models. So when I run the LS mode, then I can see that this module is properly loaded. After that, if you use an Intel wireless card, maybe you can enable the option RF switch subsystem support, and more specifically, you enable also the input layer to RF switch connector. You make them models also. This specific option will enable that on your laptop, when you touch the wireless button, your wireless will enable or disable it manually. Okay. After that, you need also the big thing is in inside the wireless LAN section. It's there that you will enable the all the drivers for your wireless card. So basically, inside that section, you will see the IWL AGN driver, and this one is for all the Intel IWL 4955 and for the IWL 5100. Also, you will see that the driver IWL 3945 is alone. It's because that the new arch for the Intel platform use only the most recent wireless card. So it's Intel IWL 4965 and higher. Also, inside that, you will see that you can enable some Atheros driver, like the brand new ATH5K. This thing is pretty awesome because it's the, I think that's the first Intel, I think it's the first wireless driver that doesn't need a firmware along the side of the kernel. So basically, if you have an Atheros wireless card, then I think that you can only configure your kernel, and you will not need any U-code or firmware along the side. So with that, the ATH5K replaces the old MAD Wi-Fi driver package. So back in 2007, the MAD Wi-Fi project was the only thing that you can do when you want to use an Atheros wireless card. So nowadays, you can use the brand new ATH5K driver inside the kernel, and you don't need anything beside that. Also, for those who want to migrate to the new ETH5K, please remember that if you are using the MAD Wi-Fi driver, you will need to double-check your UDEV rules. More specifically, I think it's the 70. I think it's the 70 minus persistent network rules. I will double-check that. I think it's that, and it's because basically that UDEV gets stuck with the old interface name. So if you were using the MAD Wi-Fi packages, then your wireless interface was ATH0, and with the new ATH5K, you end up with the WLAN0, like the Intel wireless driver. So after that, so when you have properly configured your kernel, you will need some extra features inside the kernel. It's the section cryptographic option. You need to make sure that you enable the cryptographic algorithm manager, the SHA-1 digest algorithm, the SHA-256 digest, the ECB support, CBC support, PCBC support, the AAS cipher algorithm. Also, you need to enable the other cipher algorithm that finish with the I-586. Also, you need to enable the ARC4 cipher algorithm. And finally, you need to enable the Michael Digest algorithm. So when you have done that, you need to recompile your kernel and you need to reboot your box. After that, nowadays you can use maybe two packages to make sure that your wireless card will work properly. So there are two standards nowadays. You have the wireless tool method and you have the WPA supplicant method. For my cousin, I recommend to use WPA supplicant, because that package can handle any algorithm for the wireless. So basically, I know that the name is WPA supplicant, but the package can handle a web key, a WPA key, and a WPA2 key. And for the WPA, it can handle the personal version and the enterprise version. Also, this thing can handle the TKIP and the AAS algorithm encryption. So that's pretty good. And for those who know how to WPA2 works, it also handles the CCMP algorithm. So for a standard box, the WPA is pretty good. And one a big advantage that WPA supplicant have over the wireless tools, the basic wireless tools, is that it can handle a lot of different network, and you can make sure that when you are at home or at your job, it will connect to your network without any settings, because you will configure every network that you want to connect, and it will do it automatically. So that's one thing. So now I assume that you will emerge the wireless tool package and the WPA underscore supplicant package. So this will install all the commands that you need to see if your wireless is working. After that, if you use an Intel wireless card, then you need to emerge the U-code for your specific wireless card. So if you have an IWL 3945, you need to emerge the IWL minus U-code. So it will be IWL 3945 minus U-code. And if you have the IWL 4955, then you will emerge the IWL 4955 minus U-code. And if you have a brand new IWL 5000 and higher, you will emerge the IWL 5000 U-code. So after that, the one thing that you really need to do is to run two specific commands. The first one will be in root. It will you will run the ifconfig space minus a. This will present to you all the wireless card that you have on your box, and also your RIRED connection also. So if you have one wired and one wireless card, then I think that you will see ETH0, and you will see also WLAN0. So if you see that, then you're really in business. And just to make sure that everything is fine, after emerging the U-code, if you have and wireless card from Intel, I think that you should reboot your box just to be sure that everything is fine. And also, if you have a wireless card from Intel, you will need to run the command dmessage plus the pipe and plus this specific grep command. It's grep space minus E space IWL. This thing will give you any information about if the U code is corrupt or is invalid with your specific kernel version. And one big problem with the Intel IWL series is if you use a pretty recent kernel, then you will need to use the most recent U-code available. So basically, if you use the kernel 2.6.28, then you need to use the testing version of that package, because if you don't do that, then I'm sure that you will end up with a non-working wireless network, because the stable UCode is not compatible with the kernel 2.6.28. So after that, basically, you can run one awesome command. It's in root also. You need to run iwlist space the name of your interface. So if you have an Atheros wireless card or an Intel, it's WLAN0. And after that, you run it's span. So the command is iwlist space WLAN0 space scan. If you see any wireless network, then your wireless card is properly working. This step is ready to see if your wireless card is working. So if you don't see any network at all, then maybe your kernel have a misconfiguration, or you didn't install the firmware if you have a wireless Intel card. After that, you need to configure two files. For my cursor, I always use the WPA supplicant. So today, I'm gonna explain to you how to handle that. Inside the file /etc/conf.d/net, you will need three lines to properly configure your WPA daemon. Okay, inside that file, you will need the three lines that David will post on his blog. It's the models with a S line, and basically you tell that you will use the WPA supplicant to make sure that your network will work. So with that, once that the wireless interface is running, you will use the WPA supplicant to connect to your personal wireless network. So the line is models equal parentheses double quote WPA underscore supplicant double quote, and you have another parentheses. The next line is the one of the most important lines. It's the WPA underscore supplicant underscore WLAN0 equal double quote minus D, D capital. And after that, it's WEXT. And you have a final double quote. Okay. This line is pretty important because it will tell that you will use the WPA supplicant interface, and you will use the driver wireless extension. So the EXT, it's basically the most standard wireless configurator, or I don't know how to tell that. So basically, this is the feature that will try to connect to your network. And finally, if you use a DHCP server at home or at work, you can configure a special line with this. It's config underscore WLAN0 equal parentheses space double quote DHCP double quote, and you have a final parentheses. So this configuration, I repeat, it's for the WPA supplicant. I know that you can use the most basic configurator. It's the wireless tools. And nowadays, this thing is pretty old. And with the WPA features, I don't recommend at all to use the manual way to connect. So with that, you see at your Gentoo box that you will use the WPA supplicant daemon that will work with your wireless card, and that thing will try to your wireless network. So the other main file that you need to modify, it's the one of the most important file for DB, for the WPA. It's the /etc/WPA/WPA_supplicant.conf. Inside that, you have basically 1, 2, 3, 4. You will need 4 lines of code. And with this specific configuration, you will handle any encryption that you will need. So I can explain to you how to do that. I will present to you the WPA2 configuration, and on the website I will send to David the most basic network that you will maybe need to handle. It's the no encryption at all, the WPA2 with the standard encryption, and also I will post the WPA standard. So you will have no encryption, WPA, WEP, and WPA2. So that's basically it. So I'm going to explain the 5 lines inside the WPA_supplicant.com. It's .conf. Sorry about that. Okay. Inside that, you will have the CTRL_interface=var/run/WPA_supplicant. This line is pretty important because it handles all the logs files, I think, and all stuff that WPA needs to run. Also, the second line inside that file, it will be the CTRL_interface_group=will. This thing is pretty important because you tell that you need to be root to launch your wireless card, or as a user, you need to be in the group will. Also, I always set up a quick command. It's the AP_scan=0. Because when I want to connect to my home network or at my parents or at my friends, I don't want to scan all the neighbors. So I run always that. I always use this option. So it's AP_scan=0, and this will make sure that my wireless card will not try to catch any neighbor's network. And the most important configuration that maybe 30 to 50% of people have some problem with trying to connect to a wireless network, it's the network configuration, and basically it's inside that specific configuration. So I will do the WPA example. It's the WPA2, and at home I use the most encrypted and maybe the most secure. It's the CCMP algorithm that uses the IES encryption. So inside that, you need three things. Three things. You need to know what is your SSID network. So this thing is can be pretty random, and the SSID, you set that inside your router. So at home with my Linksys WRT 54G, I use the name Gen2Net. So in the example that you will see on the website, I will put my SSID. Also, the other parameters that you need inside the network function, it's the PSK. It's the passphrase. So basically, it's your password for your private network. So it's PSK equal double quote and your password. The next line, you tell to your WPA supplicant agent what protocol that you use. In that example, I use the WPA2. So I enter proto equal WPA2. After that, you need to tell to the WPA how to handle your passphrase. So with the WPA2, I use the key management WPA minus PSK. All these settings can be found in any wireless wikis or wireless how-tos for Linux. Because these settings are not for Gentoo, they are really for anyone who uses Linux. So if you run Ubuntu or Sabayan or Mandrake or Mandriva or SUSE, if you use the WPA supplicant, all the configuration is similar. So for our example, I use the key underscore MGMT equal WPA minus PSK. Also, the other option that's needed to be inserted, it's the pairwise. This thing is to tell how to handle the encryption. And for my WPA network at home, I use the CCMP encryption method with the IRS and all the stuff that need WPA2. So I use the line pairwise equal CCMP, and also the other line is the group equal CCMP also. And finally, my favorite option is the priority option. So you can set the priority connection of your network. For this example, I use the priority equal 5. So just to make sure that everyone understands, if you have three networks and you are always at home, then you can configure your wireless network, and you can make this specific network the priority like 100. And if you bring your laptop at work or at a friend and you don't go there very often, then you can make your configuration for this specific network the priority maybe be 30 or 20. So the WPA agent will always scan this file, and it will check for the network that have the most important priority. So it's basically the higher number of your network configuration. So basically, when you do that, it will scan the higher one, and after that, the middle one, and finally, all the network that have a lower number. So if you have three networks, then if you're lucky, it will only scan the one who has the higher priority, and with that, you will have you will not have any lag at all when you will want to connect. So that's basically how to handle that. And after that, basically you need to make sure that you have the proper configuration with specifically for the Gen2 box. So I see that a lot of people are trying to configure their wireless network, and they often omit some pretty, pretty important things. So basically, I'm going to explain how to create the symbolic link for your network interface. With that, you will be able to start manually your wireless card, and for that I can give you the command. For example, if you have a wireless interface that is WLAN 0, you will need to run this little command. First of all, you need to go inside the /etc/init.d/, so you run /etc/init.d/. After that, you need to create a symbolic link. So you run the command in root. It's always in root for the wireless configuration. So you run the command ln -s /net.lo /net.wlan0, and after that you will be able to test your first ever WPA supplicant configuration. So to do that, you need to run this command. It's /etc/init.d/net.wlan0*start. After that, you will see that the WPA supplicant daemon will run, and you will see maybe two or three lines that will say, okay, everything is fine. And just to make sure that everything is actually fine, you need to run two magic commands. The first one, it's the WPA client. This will tell you that you are properly have a working wireless card and you are connected to your wireless network. So you need to run that in root mode. You need to run WPA_CLI /status with a S. By that, you will see your interface. So in our example, you will see that it's the WLAN 0 interface. Also, you will see the BSSID line. It's basically your SSID, but it will be in exam mode. Also, you will see the SSID of your specific network that you are connected, and you will see all the configurations, all the configuration stuff about WPA2. And the most two important line inside this command is that you will see the WP, a_state. If you see that it's equal to completed, then your wireless card has successfully associated to your router. And after that, if you see that your IP_address is a valid one, then you can go to the internet with that. And just to make sure that everything is fine, you can also run the ifconfig -a, and you will see that you have a valid IP address for your WLAN 0 interface. And if you want to make sure that everything is good, you can also run the ping command at the command line. So you can run ping -c 3, the number 3. And after that, you can ping www.goggle.com. So if you see that your network connection is working with the wireless, then you will have no errors and you will be ready to surf the network, the net. And one thing that that the users need to understand is that today I explained how to handle the wireless card with Gen 2, and also with the most manual way to install their wireless configuration. And if one day you want to use some pretty automatic configurator like the network manager from GNOME or the key network manager from KDE, then you have three things to make sure that you don't have. You have to remove your symbolic link, like the one in /etc/init.d/net.wlan0, because if you have that inside your Gen 2 box, then the graphical configurator for the network manager will crash almost at every time, because this feature is incompatible with network manager. So I think that if you use the manual way just to start, just to understand how WPA Supplicant works, then if you use later the most basic configurator like the network manager, you will understand that when you run the WPA supplicant WPA supplicant daemon that start automatically with the network manager, then you will understand why you had to insert all the parameters that you did in the manual way. So that's about it for today. And if someone have any question, they can come to the Gen 2 forum, and I will handle all the problems for the wireless card. Because nowadays, I think I'm the one of the most active wireless debugger on the Gen 2 forum, because I'm using my wireless card since the kernel 2.6.18. So I think I had a lot of problems to make that working back in 2007 or 6, I think. And nowadays, I think that the wireless problems are always the same. It's basically you need to have a good configuration kernel. You have to set the proper packages, and you need to set your proper configuration for your wireless. And with the forum, I can ask any command that I need to debug the people who are stuck. And basically, when you know how this thing works in background, then maybe you can debug almost any wireless card, because it's always the same receipt. And that's about it.
All right, Sheldon, thank you very much. That was fantastic.
Yeah, no problem, David.